Good morning. New price and earnings math cuts Nifty valuation by almost 25%. IT counter a buzz on Infosys share buyback plan. Mutual fund SIP additions hit a 3-year high. And hackers strike Upstocks and steal data. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. You are listening to Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. The trade setup on Dalal Street looked weak this morning, as Nifty futures on Singapore Exchange traded some 60 points lower ahead of the opening of Indian markets. Stocks in other Asian markets opened little changed. Wall Street sent out strong vibes on Friday, with the S&P 500 and the Dow Jones Industrial Average indices rising to record highs. In currencies, the dollar ticked up, but the rupee looked weak after falling for a fifth straight session on Friday amid rising COVID-19 cases and weak domestic equities. Bitcoin eased from a rally past the $61,000 mark over the weekend. In commodities, crude oil inched back towards the $60 per barrel mark, but gold slipped about 0.2% to $1,741 per ounce. That said, here's what else is making news. A new price-to-earnings math has cut Nifty valuation by almost one-fourth. NSE has changed the calculation methodology for the price-to-earnings ratio from the 31st of March and now considers consolidated earnings to calculate the popular valuation measure. That has shrunken the valuation of India's key benchmark based on 12-month earnings from a March high of 41.6 to 33.5. The price-to-earnings or PE ratio based on future earnings estimates has declined 26% from a March high of 29 to 21.35. The IT counter is abuzz following reports that the Infosys board is going to consider a share buyback proposal on Wednesday. If it materializes, it would be the third buyback for the Bengaluru-based IT services company in less than 5 years. Quoting sources, Times of India pegged the size of the buyback at 10,000 to 12,000 crore rupees. The buyback price is projected at 1,650 to 1,670 rupees apiece. Infosys did a 13,000 crore rupee buyback in 2017-18 at 1,150 rupees apiece and an 8,260 crore rupee buyback at 800 rupees apiece in 2019. The IT major has also paid two dividends, aggregating 21.5 rupees per share in the last 1 year. Meanwhile, the open interest in Tata Consultancy Services current month futures is at the highest in 6 months, as traders mount bullish bets on the IT major ahead of its March quarter results on Monday. A strong earnings outlook for the IT sector has prompted traders to add long positions, pushing the open interest level higher. TCS is expected to maintain its leadership in the IT space in terms of margin expansion and revenue growth, driven by large deals such as with Postbank and Prudential Financial. As the stock has already run up 9% in the last month, traders are recommending a bull call spread to play the results. Investor appetite for paper gold, especially for sovereign gold bonds, grew to record levels in FY21, a year in which the yellow metal hit a record high of 56,191 rupees per 10 grams. The value of SGBs subscribed by investors was 16,048 crore rupees, the highest in any financial year since the bonds were launched in FY16. Inflows into gold ETFs in FY21, though the highest in a fiscal year, were comparatively lower at 6,919 crore rupees. The monthly net addition of SIP accounts in the mutual fund industry climbed to a 3-year high of 9.62 lakh in March, AMFI data showed. The net addition in the March SIP accounts was nearly double the last 5-year average of 4.52 lakh. The highest net SIP account addition in a single month was 9.68 lakh in January 2018. The gross additions at 16.71 lakh accounts was the highest since AMFI started keeping records of this dataset. And lastly, hackers have breached security systems at Upstocks, India's second largest stockbroker in terms of number of customers. The hackers stole KYC and other data of about 25 lakh customers. After the breach, the company said on its website that all its customers' shares and funds were safe and it has enhanced the security system at its servers. On Saturday, Upstox said on its website that it received emails claiming unauthorized access into its database. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Kane Energy has offered to forego $500 million and invest that amount in any oil and gas or renewable energy project if New Delhi agrees to honor an international arbitration award and returns the value of loss it incurred because of being taxed retrospectively. Wipro has secured a funding line of about $1 billion through a one-year overseas loan for its acquisition of British IT consultancy Capco, people familiar with the development said. After year-long negotiations, the Tatas have terminated a nearly $2 billion investment deal with Petronas in Tata Power's proposed Renewable Energy Infrastructure Investment Trust. Mahindra & Mahindra will put in fresh investments to the tune of 3,000 crore rupees on its electric vehicles business in the next 3 years, while it looks for more alliances and partnerships in the vertical, a top company official said. Do also check out more than 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!